evening's shiur is going to be about Safek Derabanan Lekula, and the reason why we're going to talk about Safek Derabanan Lekula is because I really want to use that as a background to understand one of the very interesting halachic issues that comes up regarding Sfiras HaOmer. As we know now, we're in the days of Sfiras HaOmer. What Rav Zevin writes in his Sefer HaMoadim BaHalacha is something very interesting. He says that you'll notice that there's very few primary sources that we find regarding the halach of Sfiras HaOmer. It's one daf in Shas, that's all. It's only four halachas in the Rambam, so that's four sentences in the Rambam, and it's one siman in Shulchan Aruch, Taf Beit Tes. That's it. That's the whole Sfiras HaOmer. Yet he says, HaMiut Machzik Es HaMaruba. Rav Zevin writes, there's so little foundational material, but we all know that there's so much that's discussed in all the Achronim. And here's one of those very rich topics that comes out of it regarding Safek Derabanan Lekula. So just by way of introduction to understand the issue by Sfiras HaOmer itself, let's first get into Safek Derabanan Lekula in general. The Rambam writes in the Sefer HaMitzvos, he has many shirashim, many principles in which he tells us what is going to be his guiding principles for what he counts as part of the Taryag Mitzvos and what he leaves out and should not be considered part of the Taryag Mitzvos. Says the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos, Shorish Aleph. So this is the very foundation of what the Rambam lays out for us are part of the Taryag Mitzvos. Says the Rambam, Kol Ma, Shetzivanu Chachamim La'asoso. Anything that the Rabbanim have commanded us to do, V'chol Ma Shehuzharnu Mimenu. Not only the positive acts which the Chacham have told us to do, but also the Isurim that were instituted rabbinically, Kvar Tziva Moshe Rabbeinu Alav HaShalom B'Sinai Shehu Tzivanu La'asoso. You should know, says the Rambam, even though Shmuel HaKatan Ubeis Dino came up with this idea, even though Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai told us we should shake lulav all the days of Sukkot, and even though every generation they come up with a different thing with Pasach and Bishalakim and all these different ideas, you should know that they were all from Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai. V'hu amru al pi haTorah asher yerucha. And that's the pasuk that teaches us, al pi haTorah asher yerucha, v'hu's harnu yizbarach me'avor. And already in the Torah itself, we are forewarned that we better not violate that which the Chacham tell us. Mikal ma shetiknu also, gidro v'amar lo sasar. Because the pasuk says, lo sasar min adavar sheyagidu l'cha yamanu small, that we have to follow everything that the Rabbanim tell us. Now, what does it mean, Yamanu Smol? Yaminshu Smol, Rashi says. So what does it mean? Many mistakenly think that it means, even if the rabbis make a mistake, you have to follow them also. That's not true. My father always is quick to point out, Asher Nasi Yechata, the Pasuk tells us in Parashas Vayikra, when you have a Nasi who makes a mistake. So the Rashi says over there, Ashrei Ador Shehanasi Chote. So what do you mean? Praise is a generation where the Nasi makes a mistake? What kind of generation is that? More praise should be the generation where the Nasi doesn't make a mistake at all. So what does it mean? Asher Nasi Yechata. Rashi, so some of Farshim explain what it means is, Ashrei Hador, praise is a generation where the Nasi makes a mistake, and he's willing to actually admit to his mistake. And he brings a carbon for that. And he says in public, I've made a mistake. Do not follow the ruling in which I said. Don't follow that which I paskin originally. I looked into it further, and I made a mistake. So that is something that applies in every generation. We can always have Rabbanim who make mistakes. And if a Rav makes a mistake, it's his obligation, Asher Nasi Yechata, to admit to the mistake and not to be embarrassed of it. I should publicly, once we're talking about making a mistake, I made a very big mistake on the first night of the second days of Yontif. Rabbi Billet asked me to count Sfiras HaOmer. So I counted Sfiras HaOmer, not realizing that we make Kiddush in Shul. So I made a big mistake, and people walked away and said, oh, Rav Schechter's minig must be that when you count Sfira on Friday night or on one night of Yontif, you first count Sfira and then you say Kiddush. It's not correct. In Shulchan Aruch it says that you're supposed to first say Kiddush and only afterward you're supposed to count Sfira. And on Matzah Shabbos or Matzah Yomtiv, you're supposed to first count Sfira and only later make Havdalah. So I made a mistake, and I'll publicly admit that I made a mistake, that I counted Sfira before the Shul recited Kiddush. That was not the proper thing to do. So over here the Rambam tells us that all Dinim Derabanan fall under the category of Lo Sasser. Then the Rambam in Hilchos Mamrim reinforces this point again, and the Rambam tells us, Bezdin HaGadol Shebe Yerushalayim, when you have the Bezdin HaGadol in Yerushalayim, Heim Iker Torah Shebal Peh. When we talk about the Torah Shebal Peh, it's referred to HaGadol Yerushalayim. Veheim Amudei HaHorah, Umehem Choku Mishpat, Yotze L'chol Yisrael. And from them are where all of the Jewish people learn all of the halachas, Ve'alei Nevticha HaTorah, and on them, on the Bezdin HaGadol, the Torah has told us, whatever the Bezdin HaGadol teaches you and how you're supposed to follow the halacha, that is what you should do. Zu mitzvah saseh. Kol mi she'eino oso kahari asam, says the Rambam. Anyone who chooses not to follow that which the Bezdin HaGadol tells us what to do, Over below sase is violating a negative commandment midaraisa shenemar la saser mikal hadavar asher agidu l'cha yamin ismal. Now, the Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvos completely argues with the whole premise that the Rambam makes here in the first place. Again, the Rambam says every issa derabanan is really subsumed under the category of an issa deraisa, under the category of lo saser. So every time I violate the issa of bishalakum, so to speak, every time I eat chalavakum, not the Ramosha's heter that we all follow, real chalavakum, real bishalakum, you do something that's really against the rules, you're not only violating the issa derabanan, you're also violating the greater principle of lo saser min adabar asher agidu l'cha yamin ismol. That's the premise that the Rambam is assuming, and the Ramban completely disagrees with that. Look at the Ramban. The Ramban asks as follows. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech ha'olam shehakol nihyeh bedvaro. So ask the Ramban. Eichi kilu b'isurei derabanan. We all know the principle is safek daraisa l'chumra. Whenever you're not sure about violating an issa daraisa, you have to err on the side of caution. Safek derabanan is lekula. You have a right to say we could be lenient, no reason to be machmir. So safek derabanan lekula, ask the Ramban. If the Rambam is assuming that every Isser Daraisa really falls under the category, every Isser Darabanan really falls under the category of an Isser Daraisa, because it's subsumed under the pasuk of Lo Sasser, Min HaDabri Asher Gidil Chayam Nismo. So then why is it that we find the distinction between Safik Daraisa L'Chumra and Safik Darabanan L'Kula? Why should there be any difference if really everything is the same? Whenever the Rabbanan make a Takana, whenever they make an Isser where they tell you to follow a mitzvah, that now becomes a mitzvah daraisa or an isur daraisa. So then what's the difference? Why is safek daraisa l'chumra and safek derabanan l'kula? That's the very obvious question that the Ramban asks. Look at the Ramban. Eichi kilu b'isurei derabanan lomar sveka derabanan l'kula. Why does that make any sense? Hakom asha amr chachamim hu b'chlal lo saser sveka daraisa. So what do you mean? How can we have a distinction between a daraisa and a derabanan regarding a situation of safek, when in fact every issa derabanan really boils down to be an issa daraisa in its very nature? Says the Ramban, he has a lengthy discussion there, but in the end he writes, "V'ulai tis akesh l'das haRambam." Maybe you will be an action. Maybe you'll want to say that what the Rambam means is as follows: "Ki masha amru b'chal makam l'hakab b'devei sofrim." The reason why we say safek derabanan l'kula is because hu b'mechila u'b'tnai me'itam sheim hisnu b'gzeirus u'b'siyagim sh'asa l'Torah. So suggest the Ramban. I have an amazing question on the Rambam. Why should there be any difference between a Daraisa and a Darabanan if, after all, every Issa Darabanan boils down to be an Issa Daraisa as well? Says the Ramban, maybe you'll say like this, that when the rabbis instituted the halacha in the first place, their intention was that whenever you're in doubt, our halacha doesn't apply. So that was kilu hisnu meikara. That was part of the initial, that was incorporated in the initial Isser that was instituted in the first place. I also forgot to mention a big thank you to Avi Posner for making the photocopies for tonight. The machine in the office is broken, so we all owe a debt of gratitude to Avi. Thank you. Sorry if that was a tircha for you. So, says the Ramban, maybe you'll say that that's the pshat in the Rambam. Maybe you'll say, well, when you have a safek issa daraisa, you don't have a right to be mekel because it's an issa daraisa. When you have a safek issa derabanan, well, after all, the Rabbanan, the way they instituted the halacha in the first place was that inherent in the takana is, if you ever have a doubt, if you ever have a matzav of safek, if you're ever not sure, you can say, our halacha doesn't apply at all. Our halacha was never said for that kind of case. Says the Ramban, I don't like that. Look at the last line in the Ramban. Ein elu dvarim hagunim velo shel ikar. This is a silly pshat. This cannot be the pshat. And the Ramban says, therefore, I don't understand what the Rambam is saying. Doesn't make any sense how the Rambam considers every Issa derabanan at its core to be a real Issa deraisa, because now there's no way of distinguishing between safek derabanan l'kula and safek deraisa l'chumra. The other Rishonim say that, in fact, is what the Rambam meant. That is what the Rambam meant. What the Ramban says in the opinion of the Rambam is ein dvarim hagunim velo shel ikar. What he thinks is silly is, in fact, what the Rambam really meant to say. And therefore, again, what the Rambam means over here is, why do we say that you can err on the side of caution by an issa deraisa, and you're not obligated to do that by an issa derabanan? The reason why is because by an issa derabanan, we assume it was kilu hisnu meikara. This was part of the inherent rule of what the issa derabanan was in the first place. And therefore, when it comes to a safek, you do not have to go l'chumra. We can assume Safek Darabana Lakula. So this is the rule. Safek Darabana Lakula, Safek Darabana Lakula. But what exactly counts as being part of the category of a Safek Darabana? That's what we're going to discuss now. What is subsumed under this category that the Rambam calls and everybody calls Safek Darabana Lakula? What would we say falls under that category? Yeah.
So can you just explain how we resolve the Rambam's issue with the Rambam and how we have Safek Darabana Lakula and Safek Darabana Lakula?
Again, it's true that every Issur D'oraisa really boils down to be an Issur. I'm sorry, it's true that every Issur D'Rabbanan really boils down at its core to be an Issur D'oraisa,
according to
the Rambam.
Right.
However, the reason why you have a right to be Mekel is because if you have a situation of Safek, the Chachamim themselves in the first place, when they instituted the Takana in the first place, told you that if you come to a situation of Safek, our whole institution doesn't apply. So yes, it's true, if you're in a situation where there's no Safek, the Chacham said, this is what you have to do. And not only do you have to do it, if you don't do it, you violate Lo Sasser and Issa D'Oraisa. But the Rambam says that what the Chachamim meant when they incorporated the Halacha in the first place was that when you come to the situation of Safek, our Halacha does not apply at all. So what exactly is part of this category of Safek D'Rabbanan Lakula? So let's say you have something which is learned out from a drasha. We know that there is a major distinction in halacha that's drawn between something which is mefurish b'kra, something which is explicitly written in the pasuk, and something which is not. Take for example, the Ran, if I'm not mistaken, writes in the Darim on Daf Ches, the Ran writes in his commentary there, on Maseches HaDarim, the Ran is not in the back, he's on the main side of the page. So the Ran over there in his commentary on the Darim writes that even though we know you cannot take a shvuah or a neder, keneged mitzvah Shabbat Torah, I cannot say, I promise that I will not eat in the sukkah this year on Sukkot. That's a silly nether. It doesn't make, you're not allowed to, you're mushba v'yom mehar Sinai. God told you have to do it. You can't take a nether or a shvua against what God told you to do. However, says the Ran Nedarim Daf Ches, you are able to make a nether or a shvua against something which is only learned out from a pasuk in Chumash. Right, so there's a distinction over there regarding the Nedarim and Shavuos between something which is Mefurish Bikra and something which is only learned out secondary from a Pasuk. It's not explicitly mentioned in the Pasuk. It's something that we make a drasha with the Yud Gimel Midah Shatar and a drashas Bahem, but the Ran says that there would be a difference for that. There would also be a major halacha l'maisa nafkamina that you can only get Malkus for something that is explicitly stated in a Pasuk. You cannot get Malkus for something that is learned out from a secondary drasha in a pasuk. So we do have distinctions in halacha between something which is mefurish b'kra and something which is only learned out with the yud gimel midah shatar and adreshes b'hem, that's not considered on the same level. Does that mean that now it's bumped to be a drabanan? What would you say? Absolutely not. Of course not. If it's learned out from a pasuk, of course we assume that it's still considered to be a real d'oraisa. Yes, there might be a few distinctions regarding malchus, regarding shvua, but generally we assume this would still be an Issur D'Oraisa, it would still be a Mitzvah D'Oraisa, and therefore we would assume that in case of doubt in anything that's not Mefurish B'kra, but is learned out from the Yud Gimel Midah Shatar Nedreshes Bahem, one would still have to be Machmer, because that's really considered a bona fide D'Oraisa. What about a Halacha L'Moshe Misinai? What's the category of Halacha L'Moshe Misinai? So the Rambam writes actually in his Hakdama to the Pirush HaMishnayos, the Rambam tells us that the definition of a Halacha L'Moshe Misinai is something Halacha she'i efshel hotzian misvara. It's a halacha that you would never have thought of on your own. Halacha Moshe Misinai doesn't make any sense. Let's say taking the Aravos on the last day of Sukkot is halacha Moshe Misinai. Doesn't make any sense. Who would have thought of? Who would have dreamt of such an idea? Must be it's halacha Moshe Misinai. So that the Rambam says the category of halacha Moshe Misinai are halachas that we never would have thought of on our own, and they are halachas that also cannot be learned out with the Yud Gimel Midah Shatar Nedreshes. So they stand on their own. Yet the Rambam tells us they were all given to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai. So when you have Halacha Moshe Misinai, which is something that many sugyas and shas are assuming, Halacha Moshe Misinai is considered a real D'Oraisa. So when you come to Halacha Moshe Misinai, for some reason, there's a Malkus HaRishon on whether we would say Safek D'Oraisa L'Chumrah or not. Which is very surprising, because the Gemara has all over the place that Halacha Moshe Misinai is considered a real D'Oraisa. If it's considered a real D'Oraisa, why should we assume that Safek D'Rabbanan Lakula by Halacha L'Moshe Misinai? So this is a very problematic statement. The Tur in Siman Reish Tzadi Dalet in Yerodeya is the one who writes that way, that Halacha L'Moshe Misinai Sveiko Lakula, like a Din D'Rabbanan, and the Beis Yosef and all the other Rishonim don't like what the Tur says, because they feel halacha Moshe Misina, even though it's not written in the pasuk, and even though the Rambam says it doesn't make any sense, and we never would have thought of it on our own, but still, bottom line, halacha Moshe Misina is something which is considered on the level that has the status of a din d'oraisa itself. Yeah. Meaning, let's say, the last day of Sukkot, let's say one day of Sukkot, I don't know, did I put the Arava on the Mizbeach or not?
You're not questioning whether or not the actual Halacha is Moshe.
No, you know it's Halacha Moshe Messina, you're not sure if you did it. So what do you do in a case like that? Should you assume, well, Safik Daraisa Lechumer, you better go make sure you do it because you don't know if you fulfilled your obligation, or do you say, no, by every Yisr Darabanan, we assume Safik Darabanan Lekula. So over here, since it's not a Mefurisha Pasuk, and it's not even learned out from a Pasuk, it's something that just floats, it stands on its own, and it has no svar and no logic at all, maybe we should say in a case like this, that it loses its status of a din d'oraisa. So the general assumption in the Rishonim is, not only a pasuk in Chumash, not only something which is learned out from a pasuk in Chumash, and even something which is a halacha Moshe Misina, which is not learned out at all from Sukkim in Chumash, all of those we assume are safek d'oraisa l'chumra. Yeah? That's the Gemara's discussion in Sukkah regarding Arava. Should we make a bracha on Arava?
Yeah.
That's a big question. Why do we not? So that's a big discussion in Sukkah's time, we'll have it, about making a bracha on a something which is only a minig nevi'im, a takanas nevi'im. It's an important question. Yeah?
According to Rambam, is the only nafkamina between Darabana and Daraisa in regard to suffix? Like, which, you know, if you have both mitzvahs coming to you first, which takes precedence?
No, Daraisa is Daraisa.
But according to him, it's still Daraisa.
I think he means it's like in the category, meaning if you violate this, you also violate Lo Sasser. There has to be a difference between Daraisa and Darabanan. You don't get Malkus for an Isser Darabanan. The Rambam would agree to that, right?
Unless he says it's a violation of Lo Sasser.
No, but he would still agree. He would still agree that it's still not on the same level. So now let's say, take for example, you have a Din Darabanan Sheyesh Lo Iker Min HaTorah. What does that mean? It means you have a Din Darabanan that has some sort of source in the Torah itself. Let's say, take for example, the Gemara Psachim. Gemara Psachim that I forgot to put on here. The Gemara Psachim is talking about the mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah. So, just by way of introduction, the mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah is only when you have most of the Jews living in Eretz Yisrael. So nowadays, when we don't have most of the Jews living in Eretz Yisrael, they say we're pretty close to it, but no one has determined yet that we certainly have most of the Jews in the world living in Eretz Yisrael. So we assume that Chala B'Zman Hazeh is only Midirabana. So challah nowadays is only Dirabanan. That's the premise. So then the Gemara has a halacha. You're only obligated to be mafresh challah when you have a certain amount of flour that you use in the dough, right? So let's say I have a case where I don't use that much flour. But then there's tzir of sal. Tzir of sal means I later on put all the breads together. So now that they're all put together, even though at the time when I baked the bread, even though at the time when I did the kneading and everything, I didn't have enough flour to obligate me enough precious challah, but now that they come out of the oven and they all go into a basket, maybe I should assume that tzir of sal, meaning the basket, will put them all together and say, now the mafreya, you have an obligation to be mafresh challah because it shows that you have baked this all together. And there's a modern day discussion about whether or not we should assume a freezer as a tzir of sal. Now we bake all the bread, we put it in the freezer. Let's say a woman bakes challah. And then next week she bakes more challah. And then you keep making more, and then it ends up all in the freezer on one shelf. Maybe you should say it's like a tzir of sal. So this is a modern day discussion. How far does this tzir of sal go? So the Mishnah over there the Gemara in Psachim, Amemches, has the following shaila. What if you have something, I don't know exactly what it is, but the Gemara says, what if you have something, a tabla she'en la levazvazin around them? So what does that mean? So the Gemara explains what it means is, you have something, you have a basket, but it has no inside. So what kind of basket is that? Basically, you just have a circle. Right? That's basically what it means. Meaning a basket is something which is a circle that also has an inside and a bottom. Here, the Gemara gives a case. What if you have just a circle that used to be a basket, and now it can't hold anything? So, what does that mean? So, the Gemara has a suffix. Should you assume that that's called tzir of sal or not? Why is it tzir of sal? So, the Gemara says, well, on the one hand, they're all within one enclosed area. On the other hand, they're not being held together by anything. If they're in a basket, you pick up the whole basket, all the breads are together. Over here, if you pick up the circle, everything stays on the table. So should that be considered tzir of sal or not? And should we assume that you're obligated to be mafresh challah or not? That's the question the Gemara has. And the Gemara ends off with a teku. The Gemara says, we're not sure how to pask in the shayla. It's a very good question. That's what the Gemara says. Maybe that should be chayv and challah. Maybe it wouldn't be. The Rambam paskins, what if you had something which was challah midrabanan? What if you had something which is chala midirabanan, and you put it into this basket, which is not really a basket? So you have two things. You have number one, the Gemara suffik, whether or not it's a basket. And now you have chala, which is only midirabanan. So it's a suffik in the first place, on a dindirabanan. So the Rambam says, sveka dirabanan lakula, go ahead and eat it, don't be machala. Okay? So what's the case? So the Shach, that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The Shach says, and chala bizman hazeh, that we all know is only midirabanan, because now we don't have 51% of the Jews living in Eretz Yisrael. So chala nowadays is only midirabanan. Says the Shach, nowadays if you have a case like that, where you put all the chalas into a place, into one designated area, but they're not held together by a basket, which is the suffix in the Gemara, you have a right to be mekel sveka dirabanan lakula. Hi, this is a dirabanan sheyesh lo ikur min haTorah. Right? Chala is a din derabanan, which is mentioned in the Torah. Obviously, the Torah talks about the mitzvah of hafrashas chala. We have extended the mitzvah of hafrashas chala nowadays, even when we don't have 51% of the Jews living in Eretz Yisrael. And yet we say, even though it's a din derabanan, sheyesh lo ikar min haTorah, even though it has a source in Chumash, still we see clearly that you have a right to be mekel based on safek derabanan lekula. So from there you see, and from other cases, from there you see that safek derabanan lekula would be even extended to a case where you have a din derabanan which is rooted in a din d'oraisa. Now, Rav Asher Weiss once told me, I think it was subsequently printed in one of the svarim that he wrote on Shvius. I don't know exactly, I don't remember, I didn't have a chance to check it out. But he was once having this whole discussion with me, and he suggested that when you talk about derabanan sheyesh lo ikar min haTorah, there are many different variations of that very halacha. You take, for example, not going to go through all them, but you take, for example, let's say Sfiros HaOmer. So Sfiros HaOmer is something, Yisvartam L'chamim Achus HaShabbos, in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, you have an obligation to count Sfirah Midaraisa. Nowadays, when we have no Beis HaMikdash, so we only have an obligation to count Sfirah Midarabanan, Zeichel HaMikdash. So we don't have the same obligation that we had then, so that's a Dirabanan Shiesh L'Iker, meaning that's a Din D'Araisa that started as a D'Araisa, but nowadays the circumstances changed, so we turn it into a Din D'Rabanan. That's one category of a din derabanan sheyesh la ikar min haTorah. But you have another one. Let's say you have an extension of a din d'oraisa. For example, mid d'oraisa you only have to be mafresh chumas and maisis on certain items. And now mid derabanan they said, oh, well, once you have to be mafresh on those, you may as well have the obligation to be mafresh on many more things. So you have many different variations of what we would call a din derabanan sheyesh la ikar min haTorah, and what that would be, what those categories, how you would break them up. So let's say, let's just say that even when you have a din derabanan sheyesh lo ikar min haTorah, we assume that is still called, end of the day, that's still called a din derabanan. So again, what we have so far is safek deraisa lechumra, safek derabanan lekula. The Ramban asked the question on the Rambam, why should we assume that that would be the case? If every din derabanan is also subsumed under the category of the isur deraisa of lo sasur, then we should assume safek derabanan lechumra also. Explains the Ramban, don't say that the Pshat in the Rambam, which is ultimately what we do say, but don't say the Pshat in the Rambam is that this was Kilu Hisnu Meikara, this was what they had in mind originally, this was part of, inherent in the Takana itself, was that in a case of Safek, you don't have to err on the side of caution, just leave it. Says the Ramban, I don't like that Pshat, but ultimately many of the Rishonim say that is what the Rambam meant in his Halacha over here. And then we discussed, what are the different categories of daraisas and derabanans? Halacha Moshe Misinai, we assume, is like a suffix daraisa. When you have a something which is learned out from the Yud Gimel Midrashat Torah and Drashas Bahem, also, that's considered like a daraisa, sveka lechumra, not like the Torah says. And then we have the following case of din derabanan sheyesh la ikar min haTorah, where you have extensions of din and daraisa, but still those are considered to be only midrabanan, and we have a right to say suffix derabanan lekula even there. Now, let's move on to the next issue, and that is, what's the status of getting involved in a Safek Derabanan Lekula Lichatchila? Meaning, does Safek Derabanan Lekula only mean if I find myself in a situation where I'm not sure if I did something or not, then I have a right to say, Safek Derabanan Lekula, don't waste your time, it's good enough, what you did is fine, even if you may not have done it, it's good enough, Safek Derabanan Lekula. But what about getting involved in a situation Lichatchila? From the outset that I know I'm putting myself in a case of doubt, I'm not sure if I'm doing something right or wrong, but it's only an issur derabanan. So do I have a right to get involved in such a case? So what I mean is the following. Let's look in Shulchan Aruch HaRachayim, Hilchos Tzitzis. So Hilchos Tzitzis is Simen Yud, Siv Zayin. Says the Shulchan Aruch as follows, listen carefully. Malbushim Shehem Psuchim Min Hatzdadim Lamata. This is a very relevant case that we have now. Now that they make the undershirt tzitzis, right? I assume everyone here has seen them. No? So undershirt tzitzis have, they're sewed up on the sides. So they have four corners that are open on the bottoms, right? But they're sewn up on the sides. That's exactly the case that the Shulchan Aruch describes. Malbushim sheim suchim min hatzdadim lamata. If you have an article of clothing which is open at the four corners on the bottom, v'yesh lahem dalet kamfos letzad hamata, exactly the way we have these undershirt tzitzis, ulemayla heim stumim, but on the upper part of the garment, the whole garment is closed, so you have a little place to put your neck through, a little place to put your arms, but otherwise, there's a seam, it's all closed up. Imrubo sosum, if most of the edge of the side is going to be closed off, that's not called a four-cornered garment, and it would not be obligated in tzitzis. So we have to be careful when we have young children who buy these undershirt tzitzis, because their bodies are so small, meaning when you have an adult who buys it, so the openings for the arms and for the neck, I'm sorry, for the arms and whatever, is going to be much bigger. But when you have small children that are going to wear these little undershirt tzitzis, very often you're not going to have more open space than closed space. So you have to be careful about that. The Shulchan Aruch says in a case like that, it's pater but not tzitzis. You're not fulfilling anything if your child wears that kind of tzitzis. Im ruba pasuach, if most of the side is open, not stitched up, then chayiv, then it's a regular four-cornered garment, and we would assume that that is the regular obligation of tzitzis on a four-cornered garment. What if chetzio sasum chetzio pasuach? What if it's literally half and half? Literally. What if you measured it? It's really half and half. So says the Shulchan Aruch, matilin osa l'chumra. So over here, it's a real suffik. Suffik d'araisa, we don't know what the halacha is. So we'll tell you, matilin osa l'chumra, you have to go put on tzitzis l'chumra, ve'ein yotzim bo b'shabbos. So you have to put on the tzitzis l'chumra. Why? Because maybe it's a beged of tzitzis, you're chayv mid'araisa. But don't you dare go outside in that on Shabbos. Why? Because you're not really allowed to wear tzitzis outside. The only reason you're allowed to wear it is because you're fulfilling the mitzvah. Otherwise, we assume it's just an extra article of clothing that you don't need. So let's say, take for example, somebody whose tzitzis rips in the middle of the street on Shabbos. Big discussion whether or not you're allowed to continue to wear your tzitzis or do you have to take them off right where you are. Big sugyan, the Gemara brachas. Does a person have to get undressed in the middle of the street? So the Gemara says, no, mishum kavod abrius, you don't have to. But otherwise, if not for kavod abrius, I would have said, really you should have to take it off because you're wearing an art of clothing that's not chayiv in tzitzis and it's not keeping you warm. So over here it says the Shulchan Aruch, you have to be machmir in both directions. You have to put the tzitzis on because maybe it's a four-cornered garment because it's chetzio chetzio. On the other hand, you're not allowed to wear the garment outside on Shabbos because maybe you're carrying outside for no good reason. Can you make a bracha? I think I would assume not. It's probably a Mishnah Berurah there. I don't remember. Probably not because Safek Brachas La'akil. So? That's a very good question. Whenever you have a chumrah that you have to be machmir midaraisa, would you go ahead and make a bracha midarabanan, or would you say safik brachas lahakel? That's a really good question. It reminds me, there is a discussion about somebody who has a safik about benching. So benching we know is daraisa, but the fourth bracha of benching we know is darabanan. That for sure, everyone agrees. So let's say I have a safik whether or not I said the fourth paragraph in the benching. I know I bench, but I'm just not sure if I said the fourth paragraph. Everyone would agree that I don't have to say it again. Safik brachas la'akel, it's a safik d'rabbanan. But what if I'm not sure if I benched at all? Right? Maybe I benched, maybe I didn't. I forgot. So you certainly have to bench over. It's a din d'araisa. But what about the last paragraph? Can you just stop after uvenei Yerushalayim? So that's the question that the Achronim are discussing. I think the Netziv has the Shaila and the Shiltos, and he wants to know, should assume that in a case like that, that's exactly your case, I think, right? You have a suffix daraisa, which obligates you to bench again. I'm not sure whether or not I bench, so I have to bench again because it's a din daraisa. But if I bench again, do I have to say the last paragraph? Maybe you should say, leave the last paragraph out because that's only a suffix darabanan. Or do you say, no, once the Torah obligates me to bench again, I have to do the whole thing. I have to do it the right way. So that's, I think, similar to the question that you're asking. Either way, over here in Ochos Tzitzis, the Shulchan Aruch tells us that when you have this case of a suffix, chetzio al chetzio, you don't know exactly which way to go. You don't know if it's really a four-cornered garment or not. In a case like that, says the Shulchan Aruch, you have to be machmer in both directions. You have to be machmer and put the tzitzis on, but you have to be machmer and not wear it on Shabbos. Says the Magen Avraham, you're not allowed to go out with it on Shabbos, but what if I have a karmelis, which is only a reshus harabim midrabanan? So am I allowed to wear the suffik pair of tzitzis that l'chumra I put tzitzis on, that I'm not supposed to walk into Rishus HaRabim with on Shabbos, because maybe I'm carrying, but what about going into a place which is only Rishus HaRabim and the Rabbana? What would he say? So Svek Sveka, right. What's the Svek Sveka? On the one hand, it's a suffik whether it's chayv in the first place. On the other hand, maybe I'm allowed to carry here. So what would you say?
It's not suffik whether I can carry in Karmel.
No, but maybe I'm not carrying. Maybe I'm not carrying.
That's the single
suffik. So why is it? So that's what I'm trying to figure out. So is this a Svek Sveka or not? Is it? That's what you're asking. Is it one suffik or is it two Sveka? So that's a very important question you have to think about. But forgetting Svek Sveka, I should say, suffik Darabam Lakula. What do you mean? What am I dealing with here? All I'm dealing with is maybe I'm carrying outside in a place where the Chachamim said you're not allowed to carry. So Safed Rabban Lakula says the Magen Avraham, you're not allowed to get involved lichatchila in a Safed Rabban Lakula. So the whole halach of Safed Rabban Lakula was only said if I happen to find myself in a situation where I'm not sure whether or not I made a bracha, where I'm not sure whether or not I did something, whether I lit Hanukkah candles. So you say, Safed Rabban Lakula, okay, you don't have to do it again. It's fine. Safed Rabban Lakula be mekel. But if you're in a situation where you know from the outset that you're going to put yourself in that kind of problem and that kind of dilemma, for example, I'm going to wear this suffik pair of tzitzis in a karmelis midrabanan. So at worst, all I'm going to do is violate an issa derabanan, says the Magen Avraham, you don't have a right to get involved in a suffik derabanan lakula lechatchila. Right. Not true onus, but in a case where I didn't plan for this. So now that we had a 30-minute introduction, now let's get to the case of Sfiras Omer. Take, for example, one more introduction before we get there. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chavtes, a tumtum is somebody, is there an English name for that? Somebody who's a suffik zachar, suffik nekeva, not an androgynous. What do you call that? A tumtum is somebody whose avarim are covered over. Right, so I don't know I think there is a medical term for it. What? What's it called? Hermaphrodite? Really?
That's a general category. Tumtum is more specific.
Uh-huh. So you have a tumtum. He's a suffik zachar, suffik nekeva, whatever the medical term is. So in the times of the Mishnayos, they spoke about such a person who's a suffik zachar, suffik nekeva. So you have a case of a tumtum. You're not sure if he's a male or a female. So is he chayiv? Is he or she, whatever, heshi, I guess we'll call him, her, right? So is he or she chayiv in mitzvah seishas magrama? What would he say? So if it's a woman, pater. If it's a man, chayiv. So what would he say? So the chumra, he has to go listen to tkiyah shofar, he has to sit in the sukkah. But the Gemara says, he's not allowed to be the one to be motzi the rest of us. Why? Because you come to shul, you need a baal tokeya. It might be a woman. She might not be chayiv in tkiyah shofar. So how can an einam achui b'davar be motzi acher midei chavasam? So that the Gemara says, don't let them do tkiyah shofar. The Shulchan Aruch then in Tafresh Pei Tes Hilchos Megillah expands what the halacha was and says, not only are you not allowed to blow shofar, you're also not allowed to do mikra megillah. Why can't you do mikra megillah? The Stechemet asked a question from some achronim, safed rabban lakula mikra megillah. What do you mean? What's so serious about mikra megillah? That's not the same as tkiyah shofar. The only case the Gemara gave is tkiyah shofar. That's because it's a mitzvah daraisa. So how can you rely on a tumtum for a mitzvah daraisa? They might not be obligated. Safed daraisa l'chumra. But by the mitzvah mikra megillah, what? So women are chayiv afen hayi bosanes. That's the whole women mikra megillah. Okay, all right. Right, so that's the question. They're obviously not, Tosa says, they're not on the same level of chiyuv as males are. So why does the Shulchan Aruch say that a tumtum is not going to be able to be motzi acher midei chavason? What's the problem? Safed Rabban Lakula. Assume that he's a man. Assume he's chayiv. It's good enough, even if he's not. So Safed Rabban Lakula anyway. This is the question that the Achronim asks. Says Rabbi Eliyahu Mizrahi, number hey, as quoted in the Stechemed, Rabbi Eliyahu Mizrahi gives two answers. Number one, he says, called the Tikkur Rabbanan, came there, I said Tikkun, which I find a very difficult answer, because then you can say that for everything. Right? I don't understand the answer. Answer number two, he says, yes, it's true, Safed Rabban Lakula, but over here, it's Lechatchila. You have 10 people in the shul in Orad Alein. Why are you choosing this guy, who we don't even know if he's a guy or not? What do you need to go and choose the one who's a Safek? Why not choose the one that you know is a Vaday Mechuyi B'davar? Because you're not allowed to get involved, says Rabbi Eliyahu Mizrahi, as quoted in the Stechemed, you're not allowed to get involved in a situation of Safek L'chatchila. Safek Rabban Lakula only means if you're stuck. If you're stuck and you don't know what to do, So we assume Safek Darabanan Lekula. But over here where you have the option in the first place, there's no reason to be getting involved. That's the same like the Magen Avraham says regarding the din of wearing the tzitzis outside, which are only chayev midin safek daraisa lechumra, wearing them outside in a karmelis midirabanan on Shabbos. Now let's get to Sveira Sa'omer. The pasuk in Parshas Behar says the only mitzvah is b'haviyachem esomer atnufa. We have an obligation to bring the carbon haomer on the second day of Pesach, Tazayin Nisan, and that is what initiates our process of Sfiras Haomer, which culminates with the Sukkos. So what happens? Nowadays, when we have no Beis HaMikdash, Rov the Rishonim assume that nowadays Sfiras Haomer is only midrabanan. Shulchan Aruch assumes that way, Taf Peites. Most of the Rishonim, most of the Achronim assume that way. The Rambam is of the opinion that even nowadays it's still Daraisa, but leaving the Rambam aside, we assume it's the Rabbanan. Ask the Prima Gadim, what's the difference if it's the Raisa de Rabbanan? Either way, either you have to do it because the rabbi said so, or you have to do it because the Torah said so. Who cares? What's the difference? Suffolk. What if I'm not sure if I counted? Oh, not Bediyavid yet, just simple. What would he say? In a case of Suffolk, what would he say? Do I have to count again? I'm going to sleep at night, I'm not sure. Did I count Sphere tonight or did I not? So you say, well, it's so easy to count Sphere anyway, why not just do it? Why should you lose out on the bracha? Okay. But really, strictly speaking, do I have to do it? Answer is no. Why? Because Safek Darabanan Lekula nowadays, Sphere is Midirabanan. Which the problem is that we have a machlokas between the Rishonim about what is the proper time to count Sphere. Tosis writes in Menachos Daf Samach Vav that you should count Sphere during Ben Hashmashos. You should count Sphere during Ben Hashmashos. Why? Tosis says, nowadays that Sphere somewhere is only Midirabanan. So you can say, Safek Darabanan Lekula. So what? So Ben Hashmashos is Safek Yom, Safek Laila. You're not sure if it's really nighttime yet? What's the difference? Safek Darabanan Lekula anyway.
That's the Iker time.
Why is it the Iker time?
No, I'm saying you specifically should say...
Tosa says you should count during Ben Hashmashos. So we'll see in a second. It's a very good point you're making. So what do you mean? Safek Darabanan Lekula? Ask the Ra'an and Psachim. Safek Darabanan Lekula, you're going to get involved L'chatchila and Safek Darabanan Lekula? Wait another 10 minutes till Tzeitzar Chachavim. What are you doing? Why are you counting during Ben Hashmashos? And if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, it's unclear how the Shulchan Aruch paskins. Look at the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Taf Pei Tesif Beis. Im Tal B'Yom HaMa'unan. Let's say you have 5 o'clock in the afternoon and Shkia is not till 7:45. And they didn't have watches then, they didn't have clocks, so nobody really knew what time it was. All of a sudden it's a big storm. Everyone assumes it's nighttime. And now they go and they count Sfira. Then after the storm goes away, they realize the sun is still out. It's 5 o'clock in the afternoon. So now, 9 o'clock at night, everyone comes to shul. They say, you know what, we really made a mistake. We counted too early, so they have to count again. However, the Shulchan Aruch says, Hamidaktikim, on a regular night, not the mistake night, not the storm night. Hamidaktikim, on a regular night, Einam sofer matzei sokochavim, v'chein ra'i lasos. So what's he talking about? What do you mean, Hamidaktikim? Either it's the right thing to do or it's the wrong thing to do. So the Shulchan Aruch seems to say, well, you shouldn't really count Ben Hashmashos, you should wait till after Tzeis. Well, what's he saying? Do I have to count at night or not? So the Shulchan Aruch is really taken directly from the Tshuvas HaRashba, where the Rashba says, well, on the one hand, Tosfos says you should count Ben Hashmashos because it's only the Rabbanan. On the other hand, the Ram says, you shouldn't get involved in the Safek Darabanan Lekula Lechatchila. So he says, the Shulchan Aruch says, based on the Rashba, okay, Hamidaktikim, maybe you should be careful, maybe not, it's not so clear. That's the way the Shulchan Aruch says. The Primi Gadim there points out, if you'd assume like the Rambam, that Sfiras Omer, even Bizman Azez Daraisa, everyone would agree you're not allowed to count during Ben Hashmashos. Everyone would agree you have to wait till Laila, because Safek Daraisa L'chumra. You don't have a right to get involved in the Safek at all. So, if you have the assumption that we made, that Safek Darabanan Lekula is only bidyevet, it's only if you're stuck, then that's what you do. But lechatchila, you're not allowed to get involved. So how do you understand what Tosfos says here? Over here he says, why not? Count Ben Hashmashos, what's the big deal? After all, it's only Darabanan anyway. So Safek Darabanan Lekula. What do you mean Safek Darabanan Lekula? We all have the option of waiting another 20 minutes. So why should we get involved in a Safek Darabanan even lechatchila? Everyone understand the question? It goes against everything we were saying. Yes, it's true, Safek Darabanan Lekula. And yes, it's true, even when it's Yesh La'ikim and Atara, we still assume Safek Darabanan Lekula. And Sfiras Omer fits into that category. It's Yesh La'ikim and Atara. It used to be Daraisa. Nowadays, it's only Midirabanan. We should say Safek Darabanan Lekula, but not Lechatchila. Why should we count Bein Hashmashos and get ourselves involved in the Safek in the first place? So my father explained from Rav Soloveitchik as follows. My father explained from Rav Soloveitchik that the answer is, the Gemara says in Maseches Menachos, what is the right time to count Sfiras Omer? Says the Gemara, why should we count at night? Why don't you count during the day? Why don't you count tomorrow morning instead of counting tonight? What do you gain? So it says, no, Sheva Shabbosos Tmimos Tiyena. You have to have Tmimos. You have to have complete days. So complete days means you should count in the beginning of the halachic day, which is at night. You shouldn't wait to count in the morning. If you count in the morning, that's only b'di'evad. You don't have Tmimos. So it means you don't just keep a count of the days like Shiva Nekiyim, right? It means that Sefiras Omer is more than that. It means something happens to the day once I count. It's like I made Kiddush on the day. Now the day becomes 12th day of the Omer. Something different happened to the day. The Gemara says, if you count in the night, that already makes it as if you have more Tmimos than if you count during the day. So Tosa says, well, if you count Ben Ashmashos, which might be a ready night, Ben Ashmashos are properties of Yom and Laila, you'll have even more Tmimos. So Tosa says, I'm not telling you that because Safed Yerban Lekula nowadays, therefore, we should say, oh, Safed Yerban Lekula, get involved Lechatchila in the Safed. No. What Tosa says here is totally different. It's a din in Sviras HaOmer. Since Sviras HaOmer, we try to have as much Tmimos as possible. We try to count as early in the halachic day as possible, says Tosas. And nowadays, that it's only Midrabanan. And Midrabanan, we can say, Safed Yerban Lekula, you may as well try to chaparai and try to get even more hours of the day so you count by Nashmashas. That's what Tosas means to say. That's sort of Soloveitchik's interpretation of what Tosas said. Of course, Tosas agrees with the Magen Avraham that when you have a Safed Yerban Lekula by the Carmelis, you shouldn't go outside. And of course, he agrees by the Tumtum and Mikra Megillah, why get involved in the Safed? But here is the exception to the rule. The exception to the rule is by Sefiras HaOmer, because Tosas says you have to be careful to have as much Tmimus as possible. The same way we count by Laila instead of counting by Yom in order to fulfill this obligation of Tmimus, so too we should count Ben Ashmoshos nowadays in order to even get more hours of Tmimus than possible. Let's just close. Read, my father has in the second side of the page in his Sefer Divrei HaRav, where he says that it's the same kind of idea as Kiddush. And you'll read it on your own, but basically he says that Kiddush is the same thing. The Shulchan Aruch writes in 7 Reishai and Aleph in the beginning of Hilchos Kiddush, Yemar the Kaddish Miyad. A person should go home right away and say Kiddush as soon as possible. Why? What's the big insistence? So I'll wait an hour. There are some shuls that when Shabbos is early, they have an hour drasha on Friday night. Instead of having a drasha Shabbos afternoon, have a drasha Friday night because nobody wants to eat at 5 o'clock. They want to wait till 6:30. They may as well have a speech in shul. So the Shulchan Aruch says it's not right. Why? Because Yemar the Kaddish Miyad. You should go ahead right away and make Kiddush at home. What's the big insistence? Who cares? I'll make Kiddush before I eat. So my father understood. That's what Soloveitchik explained. That no, Kiddush is the same like Sefiras HaOmer. Just like the earlier you count, you're like, so to speak, Mekaddish the day. So the earlier you count, the more Tmimos you have. So too by Kiddush. The earlier I make Kiddush, the earlier I'm Mekaddish. I elevate the day of Shabbos. So why should I wait an hour into Shabbos and then say, oh, by the way, today's a special day? No, you should hop around. You should get more hours of Kedusha Shabbos. And the only way that's going to happen is by actually reciting the Kiddush and showing that today is a unique day. Today is different than every other day of the week. So this is basically the synopsis, just to review. We had the halacha Safed Yerban Lekula, the machlokas, the Rambam and the Ramban, exactly what is included in Safed Yerban Lekula. The Rambam says that every din Safed Yerban Lekula really falls under the rubric of Lo Sasser, which is the Raisa. And the Ramban says, how can that be? If you assume it's part of Lo Sasser, then why are you makel Safed Yerban Lekula? It should be the same as every Safed Daraisa. Why would the rules be any different? And we said the explanation for the Rambam is because, yes, it's true that every din falls under the category of Lo Sasser, but bottom line, we assume that the Chacham never instituted their halacha in the first place whenever we have a situation of Safek. Then we spoke about what kinds of halachas are included in a Safek d'Araisa. So we said not only something which is Mefurish B'Kra, not only something which is explicit in the Pasuk, not only something which is learned out from the Midosh Ha'atar and the Dreshas Baham is called a Nisa d'Araisa or a Mitzvah d'Araisa, but even something which is a halacha l'moshe Misinai, we assume is also called Safek d'Araisa l'chumer, because that falls under the category of a Din d'Araisa. However, when you have a Din d'Rabbanan, and even a din d'rabbanan, which is yesh lo ikir min ha-Torah, which has some sort of source in the Torah, anything like that, we would say safek d'rabbanan lekula, which Sefiras HaOmer would fall into that category. It's yesh lo ikir min ha-Torah. It started off as being a daraisa, and nowadays it trickled down to be a d'rabbanan. So we assume that would also be safek d'rabbanan lekula. The problem is, if we assume in Hilchos Tzitzis, the Magen Avraham writes, and in Hilchos Shofar, and in Hilchos Megillah, we assume that you're not allowed to get involved in a Safek D'Rabbanan Lekula Lechatchila. So why do we find that Tosa says that Sefiras HaOmer is any different? Why should Sefiras HaOmer be different than any other case? Why would Sefiras HaOmer be allowed to be nichnas into the Safek D'Rabbanan even Lechatchila? The answer is perhaps that over here by Sfirah Chomer we have a very different consideration, because we want to have tmimos, as much tmimos as possible. So as early in the day as you count, the more tmimos you're going to accomplish. And therefore Tosu says, nowadays that it's only midirabanan, you may as well count earlier in order to get even the hours of Ein HaShemashas as well, not just to get the hours of Laila per se. Mirtz Hashem, as we said,